Right now, it is time to bring in our good buddy, Pat Pagano. Pat, hello, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I was just going to leave you with the suggestion that you would be much better off telling folks what is not canceled. anybody who would think that any kind of a meeting or group is on at this point has got to be out of their head.
What the problem is with that is that literally since last Thursday, last Thursday I spent 9 hours doing this. On Friday I spent about 6 hours. On Saturday, updating new stuff, about 3 or 4 hours. Yesterday, about 3 or 4 hours. And when I woke up this morning, I had about 35 to 40 minutes worth of more announcements to put up, because this is such a changing crisis every day. The latest thing that happened is that all Massachusetts restaurants have to close, but they can offer a delivery and curbside pickup. Gatherings of over 50 people are not allowed. These rules will be coming probably to Connecticut sooner or later. Mm-hmm. The rule that really kind of scares me a little bit, California, if you're 65 or over, you are ordered to keep yourself indoors and really self-quarantine yourself. If that rule comes to Connecticut, I've got to figure out what I'm going to do, because I'm 2 years past that date. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you know, all they're trying to do is stop the spread of this thing. And it's a rough thing. I know a lot of people are scared, including my sister on Long Island, who works at a bank. And there's 250 employees there. And she really does not want to go in there. But again, I stress to her, as I stress to our listeners, and I stress to everybody else, 93% of the people who have come down with the virus have recovered with not a problem. In fact, there were two doctors. One doctor gave it to the other doctor, and that doctor was telling the media that this was last week, that he had a slight fever on and off, and a cough, and he kind of thought, before all of this really blew up, he kind of thought it was nothing but, you know, a small little virus that he passed it, because then as he was feeling better, he did get checked, and he did, he was positive for the virus. But nevertheless, he had mild symptoms. That's the one thing that we don't know right now. Yeah. Out of all the cases in New York State, which is now what? It's over 700, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Right, out of all those cases, how many of those cases are mild? How many are mediocre? How many are strong? How many are severe?
Yeah, you just, you know.
We don't know.
That is information that you just don't know, yeah.
Right. So, you know, just, you know, folks, I guess the best thing to do, again, is to be calm about the whole thing, and just, you know, if you don't have to go out, don't. I mean, I'm not going. That's it. I am not going to my yoga classes. I am not going to the gym. I don't know if they're going to be coming out and actually telling us, you know, these places, again, are off limits. But I believe in New York City right now, restaurants are being closed, and they can only offer, like you said, either delivery or takeout, pickup. I believe in New York City, they've closed all restaurants and bars.
It's just an amazing time, and it's the new normal, and it's only going to get worse. Most people are talking about these restrictions and more being in place for about 2 months. So
right.
you're the world halfway through March, so you go March to April, so you're looking through the middle of May right now, where most mm-hmm. people are thinking about these things being in effect for that long. I've been in radio, like I said, part-time and full-time for 50 years. I've done a lot of emergency broadcasting. But this reminds me of the scares we used to have when we were in grammar school, when we had to get under the desks and in case of a nuclear attack. And, of course, as little kids, we didn't realize that we were going to be burned to a crisp anyways we did that. But this is really – I tell people, if you want to see how serious something. There's a great movie called Contagion that came out about 2 years ago, and it really traces how a virus spreads. And it's a movie. It's pure fiction, but they used a real life scenario. And if you watch that movie, you'll understand how important it is to follow in instructions and to follow these orders, no matter what they are. So we'll have to see how it goes. Now, how is our weather looking here?
It's a little unsettled. I mean, we'll be partly sunny today and 40 to 45, and then tonight cloudy. I would say after 2 or 3 in the morning, there could be some snow showers, and the low's 30 to 35. Any snow showers early tomorrow morning around this time will change over to rain showers for St. Paddy's Day in the mid to upper 40s. We'll have a sunny and breezy day in the 40s, maybe even close to 50 Wednesday. Thursday, I think we're going to have to throw out the increasing clouds and just go with rain. That rain could begin as a wintry mix on Thursday, and we'll be in the 40s. And by Friday, you're going to 70 degrees. With wind and showers, and it will be the first full day of spring.
Wow.
Whether or not the virus likes warm weather, I don't know. There are things circulating right now saying that when they look at the map of the world, they notice that there's not as many cases, you know, in the warmer regions of the world. So they don't know if the virus does not like warm weather. So that could be in our favor if it does get to 70 or even higher on Friday. We'll cool down over the weekend, but you know what? We'll take whatever warmth we can get at this point.
Yeah, it's a wild time, I'll tell you. It really is.
It's a scary time. It's a troubling time. Have your faith. We will get through it, folks. By the way, I got to see 1917 over the weekend.
How'd you like it?
I loved it.
I'm going to watch
movie that was.
I'm probably going to watch it today when I go home.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, because I opted to watch, what did I? Oh, Star Wars was released digitally this weekend, the final chapter of the Star Wars saga.
And you watched that?
Oh, I just was blown away. If you're a Star Wars fan, I don't care what critics say, it is a magnificent wrap-up of the Star Wars series. Absolutely magnificent. It was terrific.
So you opted to watch Star Wars over Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
How do you like that, folks? Talk about a real kick.
I know. I did.
That's all right.
I put the TV on, and that message popped up, and I said, okay, the next 3.5 hours belong to Star Wars.
I saw that, too, but I used to be a Star Wars fan. Not anymore. 1917 was a good movie. Very, very intense.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm told. Shot with one camera. That style of shooting. So
incredible, yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, Pat, may the force be with you.
Yes, everybody, please. Be safe. I now see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Hey, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.